White House previews unfair trade practices ahead of Rose Garden event. 700% tariff from Japan on American rice. By Hannah Knudsen on April 2, 2025. The Trump White House previewed some of the unfair trade practices the United States faces ahead of President Donald Trump's big Rose Garden event, falling on what has been dubbed Liberation Day. The White House shared a clip of Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt laying out some of the unfair trade practices America already faces. Unfortunately, these countries have been ripping off our country for far too long. And they've made, I think, their disdain for the American worker quite clear, Leavitt said. If you look at the unfair trade practices that we have, 50% from the European Union on American dairy, you have a 700% tariff from Japan on American rice, you have a 100% tariff from India on American agricultural products, she said, listing some of the realities. You have nearly a 300% tariff from Canada on American butter and American cheese. This makes it virtually impossible for American products to be imported into these markets. And it has put a lot of Americans out of business and out of work over the past several decades. Leavitt continued, explaining that it is time for reciprocity. And it's time for a president to take historic change to do what's right for the American people. And that's going to take place on Wednesday, she added. President Trump is expected to make a major announcement on this matter in the Rose Garden Wednesday afternoon. As Breitbart News's economics editor John Carney reported, Liberation Day, then, is not merely symbolic. It's long overdue. For 50 years, the consensus position was that America should absorb these shocks for the sake of global harmony. Trump's first term cracked that consensus. His second appears ready to bury it. Given the trade barriers faced by U.S. businesses and workers all around the globe, the gnashing of teeth over Trump's tariff proposals brings to mind the words of the prophet Jeremiah. They dress the wound of my people with very little care, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace at all. Those words, famously repurposed by Patrick Henry in the spring of 1775, are not out of place here. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, "Peace, peace," but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. Liberation Day is not a provocation. It is the recognition that the economic war was long ago declared, just not by us. The event is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. Eastern.